Welcome back to Microsoft Virtual Academy's Deploying Office 2013 with AppV. Let's dive into Module 3, Deployment. One of the first things that is important to understand when actually planning for a deployment of Office 2013 with AppV is to understand the Office 365 release cycle. It is a monthly release cycle where a full package is made available for download. When you're actually downloading an update, you're actually downloading a full package with a new branded version. However, thanks to AppV, when you actually deploy it through Configuration Manager using Stream for Distribution Point or use the AppV Publishing Server, it will only deliver the deltas needed for updating the files that have actually changed with the updated click-to-run package. One other important thing to understand, since AppV is a simple one-step deployment process, rollback will actually require removal of the existing AppV published application and republishing of the Office application. We have a reference here, the Office 365 roadmap, to also help you keep abreast of new changes that will be coming in the pipeline. In addition, for testing purposes, you might want to test vetted versions that have been out for maybe a month or 2 months or even 3 months. You can manage this using the Office Release Manifest, which lists all of the current updates, the previous versions, and the list of changes and fixes that have been included in each version of the click-to-run package. Once you've actually tested and verified the AppV package, the distribution method is going to be a very critical deployment decision. Since Office AppV is just treated just like any other AppV application, you have three choices for deploying the package. You can deploy it standalone. By standalone, we mean that you have PowerShell and MSI wrappers that can actually be applied, so you can either distribute it through a customized process or a third-party electronic software distribution method. You can also use the AppV Publishing Server that is also part of MDOP, where you have a system of a management infrastructure and a set of publishing web services that allow you to get publishing configuration and stream content from content resources. Office 2013 is fully capable of being streamed on demand using the AppV Publishing Server. Finally, there is Config Manager 2012 R2 integration with AppV5. AppV5 has the option to integrate with the application model within Configuration Manager, and Office 2013 AppV can take advantage of this. A few things to bear in mind for the actual deployment prerequisites on the client. Now, the AppV5 client is an obvious prerequisite, but one particular thing that has to be enabled in order to deploy Office 2013 to the AppV5 client is scripts have to be enabled in the AppV client configuration. Office 2013 relies on the integrator to successfully publish. When the integrator actually is embedded into the package and actually runs through what we call an embedded script. By default, the AppV5 client has this turned off. One of the most common rookie mistakes when deploying Office AppV is the AppV client does not have enable scripts set to actually 1. You can do this through PowerShell, you can do this actually through an installation switch, or you can do it through group policy. If you do not set scripts, the package is configured to completely roll back any adding or publishing operations should the script fail or should the script not execute. Office 2013 AppV has to be what we call published globally and not published to the individual user. The reason it has to be published globally is because the integrator will lay down deep integrations and what we call extension points within the operating system. And we're not talking about just things like shortcuts or file type associations. We're talking about protocol clients, SharePoint integration, MAPI integration through email. All of these things designed to help unify the Office experience across platforms. For PowerShell installations, we must make sure that when we're actually publishing, we're using the Dash Global switch. For AppV servers and for Configuration Manager targeting, we always need to make sure that we target to a group or a collection of machines rather than a user group. Recently, an update has been made to allow for what we call alternate package GUIDs. Instead of using the base package GUID, you could actually supply alternate package GUIDs. The reason you might want to do this is because if you do not supply alternate package GUIDs using the configuration XML file, then you're going to be limited to a single Office AppV package per management system. And you may find that that's not what you desire. You may have a situation where you have users that are using the Office Pro Plus. You may have some users that are using Office Pro Plus with Visio, some using Visio and Project, some using Visio Project and SharePoint Designer, for example, and you want to be able to target these individual machines differently through different collections. However, the base package GUID that comes with the automatically generated Office 2013 AppV package, you will get a conflict when you try to import the second package with the same or duplicate package GUID. So the configuration XML file has an option called alternate package GUID, which allows us to supply a different GUID for each Office package so we can manage multiple packages within the same management system. In spite of this, only one Office package can be published to a single client. Each machine can have only one Office 2013 AppV package. So if you're wanting to deploy Link to only a certain subset of users, instead of to all users, what you'll want to do is you'll want to actually have two different Office packages, one Office with Link, one Office without Link. And likewise, that would go the same with a variety of other applications. A special note on Visio and Project 2012. Visio and Project, like the rest of Office, will also be globally published. Just like the core suite, Visio and Project must be published globally, and since we have only one Office 2013 package allowed to be published to each machine, you must either include Visio or Project in your base Office package or have separate Office packages, one for Office without Visio or Project and one with Visio and Project. It will require multiple packages. If you want to selectively target Visio and Project, one other option is to actually have a single Office package with Visio and Project, and you can actually deploy with subscription licensing and enable a new feature called shared computer activation that was actually developed in 2014 for Office 365 customers. That way, you can control entitlement to Visio and Project using the Office 365 admin console. This is completely compliant with the Office 2013 AppV package. Otherwise, you might need to deploy different Office packages, possibly to distinct RD session hosts, and target groups of users to the corresponding host, which will have the right entitlements to Visio and Project. Now, the integrator is going to be inside that package in what we call the actual package manifest. The integrator is going to call the script with the specific arguments based upon the licensing specified. The integrator by itself will also lay down extension points and specific shell extensions. It's important to understand in this particular example here that we're actually doing Pro Plus licensing, including having an embedded PID key. So if you decide to switch licensing modes between going from subscription licensing to volume licensing or vice versa, because that's embedded in the actual package, that's going to require you to actually remove and republish the package. So solidifying your licensing strategy in advance of deploying Office 2013 AppV is going to be very crucial. So let's talk about managing updates. So the update process has been drastically simplified. Instead of having to download a whole slew of individual packages, individual Office updates, which may vary from as many as, or from as few as 5 to 7 to as many as 15 to 20, depending on the month, depending on the issues addressed or the vulnerabilities that are addressed. Instead, with the Office 2013 AppV and click-to-run cycles, there is a monthly update process that updates the entire distribution. So we download the update and we create the updated package. There's no need to start with the previous package. We don't need to open the existing package in the sequencer like we had to in the past. The package ID will remain static. The version ID will change though, and that's how the package lineage will be maintained through the version ID and the uniform package ID. Then we publish the updated package. Remember, we always have to publish with the global switch. And the existing package will be overwritten. Only the file deltas will actually be transferred from the actual location site. Office user state will not be affected by updates because we're maintaining the base package ID, and that's how user state is actually tracked, not by version ID, but only by base package ID. So users' preferences will be actually maintained. And then, of course, the updates will remain pending until endpoints are restarted. One thing to understand about Office 2013, because it's globally published, and there's a lot of hooks and shell extensions into Windows, especially with features like OneDrive for Business, you might actually have to restart the computer. In fact, in most cases, you will have to restart the computer for the updates to actually take effect. So let's take a look at the adding and the publishing process. So here I have my test machine running Windows 8.1, and I have my PowerShell window up because I want to walk you through the actual process. Now, you can do this in individual commands, or you can take advantage of PowerShell's piping, and you can actually pipe everything into one particular command. The first command is the add app v client package. This is the command that actually adds the package and lays down the base directories and lays down the package, but does not yet integrate or publish the package. And we're going to specify the path to the package. And I'm going to give a path to my app v package. In this case, this is that previous package that was generated in the previous module that also includes Visio Pro Plus and Project Pro Plus. And in addition to adding that, I can actually publish that either through the next command, or I can immediately pipe the output success of this to the publish app v client package command, which I can do so by adding the pipe key, but pipe key is not working, so I'll go ahead and add this command in. And as that is actually laying down, we'll pull up Explorer. And we're going to go to the app v package cache, and you'll see that the package GUID and version GUID are being laid down, as well as what we call our XML manifest files and our virtual registry files. And then beneath root, you're going to see soon, once the process completes, and then there they are, they're appearing, all of the base directories that are state separated from the regular operating system, because we're actually using this as appv instead of laying it down natively in the program files directory. One thing you will notice is when you're actually adding the package, it appears that a lot of files are actually being laid down. The files are actually what we call sparse files. The files will not actually be populated until they stream, whether they're streaming from an appv publishing content server or they're streaming from a configuration manager distribution point. If you're actually publishing manually and streaming from a local file system, they will still initially populate with sparse files, and then they will stream either on first launch, or you can actually do what's called a mount appv client package. When you run Configuration Manager download and execute, the entire package will be downloaded into the Configuration Manager CCM cache, and you'll, in essence, when you first launch that appv package, you will actually stream from the Configuration Manager CCM cache. So it's just a matter of the origination of where you're actually streaming the content from. Once the package has actually been added, the next step is to actually publish the appv client package. So what we will do is we'll actually type publish appv client package. We'll specify the name of what we want to actually publish. In this case, it's a really long name, but fortunately, the appv client and PowerShell take advantage of wildcards. So I'm going to use wildcards to denote this. And then, of course, the more critical element that we need is we need the global switch. And then we'll publish it, and it was successful. And we'll verify the AppV package is published and published globally. And for some reason it didn't take there. So I used the wrong wildcard. Shame on me. And as it's actually publishing, we'll go to the start screen and we'll see that there's notification in the start screen of new applications installed, and we'll see that Office 2013 is now showing up. Access, Excel, Link, OneNote, Outlook, and also our Project 2013 and Visio 2013 are showing up as well. We have several resources to assist you in deploying Office 2013 over AppV. Virtualizing Office 2013 for Application Virtualization 5.0 is available on TechNet at the following link. The Office Click to Run Release Manifest are available at our support.microsoft.com portal, which gives you the version manifest as well as the updates and changes that have occurred with each release. Our Office Deployment Toolkit is available at our Microsoft Download Center using that quick download link there. And then our Configuration XML Reference, which is a necessary resource for customizing and configuration of the Office 2013 AppV package upon actual download and packaging. And then finally, our Office 365 roadmap to keep you abreast of the potential changes coming to Office, which will also affect Office 2013 when deployed through AppV. I also encourage you to visit the AppV team blog for additional information, as well as the MDOP home pages and the Microsoft Tech Center for MDOP. You can also reach me at steveth@microsoft.com. I'm also on Twitter and LinkedIn. And there's my blog on MSDN, blogs.msdn.com/gladiator. And this concludes Module 3, where we discuss the actual adding and publishing of the Office 2013 package. In the next module, the final module, Module 4, we will discuss caveats and advanced configuration options, including language packs, connection groups, and things to watch out for when deploying Office 2013 in the enterprise.